You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
So what exactly does it mean when someone says new year, new you? What's up with all these resolutions and how can you really find something that has meaning for you? At the beginning of this year, we obviously have had different variants of the coronavirus. So we've had to get creative when the kids get sent home for quarantines or isolations or whatever is happening at school. During that time, we had a lot of downtime, so we decided to launch a little notebook business on Amazon. So my kids have been drawing, mostly my younger ones, and doing paintings to earn money. A fun fact about the city that we currently live in, you have to have a food handler's permit to do like a lemonade stand. So, and of course, with COVID and the way the world is, it's been interesting, right? So knocking out 2022 with some big little family goals of publishing. So check out the show notes and, support our youngins and grab a notebook. They'll be doing more. And this was just one of our goals that I wanted to set for our family to work on being producers instead of consumers. If you read the book Atlas Shrugged, it talks a lot about those principles, and I do think that too much consumption can hurt our mental health. So this was just a proactive, intentional way just to kind of push through any tendencies that we might have to fall back and not be a producer. I know, like growing up, I could do a whole episode on all the things that my mom produced, and maybe I will. Maybe the episode will be called like why, I was raised by a producers, because there was a lot of things that I learned that I really loved. So anyways, I'm really excited for this little project to take off because it's incredibly passive and it's kind of given me some ideas for my own business to incorporate more of kind of the tactile. I'm a very visual learner, so I have a notebook all the time and I really like learning that way. So let me know what you do with your kids. What are some goals that you have this year that you'd like to do? And do they mesh with your entrepreneurial goals? Are they separate? I'd love to hear it. Love you guys. Peace out.